on average, kids with ADHD have a 2 to 3 year delay in brain maturation. MRI scans of hundreds of kids found that cortical thickness typically peaks for a normal kid around the age of 10 and a half. But for kids with ADHD, it's closer to 13. And this delay was most pronounced in the areas responsible for executive function, attention, and working memory. So this means that kids with ADHD often catch up neurologically in the mid to late 20s, but the timing lag can cause significant struggles with emotional and behavioral regulation during childhood. So by that point, you've already gotten in trouble a bunch of times. Maybe you've already labeled yourself as the bad kid, the dumb kid, the sensitive kid, the reject, or maybe you've built up a bunch of maladaptive coping strategies. Another interesting thing about the ADHD brain is low dopamine can make it hard to be patient, and the norepinephrine tends to swing between too much and too little, which contributes to that feeling of tired and wired, that emotional volatility that comes with ADHD. So, in a nutshell, with ADHD, the manager brain develops much more slowly and connects much less efficiently to the feeling brain. And that's why emotions can flood the system so quickly. And here's a side note. Whatever you do find interesting or stimulating, whether that's jumping your bike or art or music, or for me it was actually school, like yay female ADHD, that area that you're interested in is going to seem disproportionately advanced. You might seem really skilled at basketball or piano, but emotionally underdeveloped in other areas. So people might think, oh, she's so smart or gifted. Why isn't she trying? She has so much potential. And then all of this can fuel that cycle of shame or withdrawal. But the good news is, with the right supports, with therapy and skills and medication and lifestyle tools, these connections can strengthen and emotional regulation can absolutely improve.